This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Roman Spring of Mrs. Stone by Tennessee Williams. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which was late in March, the stainless blue of the sky over Rome had begun to pale, and the blue transparency of the narrow streets had gathered a faint opacity of vapor. Domes of ancient churches, swelling above the angular roofs like the breasts of recumbent giant women, still bathed in gold light. And so did the very height of that immense cascade of stone stairs that descended from the Trinita de Monte to the Piazza di Spagna. All day, that prodigiously spreading fountain of stairs had collected the sun-crouching multitude of persons who had no regular or legitimate occupation, and gradually, as the sun lowered, this derelict horde had climbed higher, like refugees of a flood climbing into the hills as the flood-water mounted. Now what was left of them crowded upon the topmost steps to receive the sun's valediction. They took it with an air of reverence on their still faces and hands, for they were nearly all silent and nearly all motionless now. Their livelier members, such as the urgent vendors of false American cigarettes, who found the Spanish stairs a convenient place to skip out of sight and reach when occasion demanded, and the more successful mendicants who had wads of filthy paper to count in private, were already abandoning the tiny piazza at the head of the stairs and drifting down streets that would eventually bear them to the Via Veneto, where the American tourists thronged at this hour. Among the dissolving assembly on the Piazza Trinita di Monte was the stationary figure of a young man who seemed to be waiting to...